USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump says he doesn't think North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was involved in the mistreatment of American college student Otto Warmbier, who died after being detained in the North. Republican Senator John Kennedy says Kim is responsible.
Kim is responsible for North Korea. He's responsible for the prison system. He's responsible for the inhumanity in the prison system. It'd be interesting to know. I don't know how we'll ever know, but he's responsible.
President Trump acknowledged Thursday that North Korea is not ready to wind down its nuclear weapons program, telling Fox News' Sean Hannity that he understands how much the country has put into its arsenal. Trump cut short that summit Thursday after it became clear no deal could be reached. Stopping in Alaska to refuel Thursday morning, President Trump told a crowd of military members about the F-35 fighter jets and additional ground-based missile interceptors coming to the state. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
President Donald Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, was interviewed for more than 7 hours behind closed doors Thursday before the House Intelligence Committee. And the committee's chairman, Democrat Adam Schiff of California, announced Cohen would be returning on March 6th to finish his testimony. Democrat Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton tells CNN after the hearing,
"More and more of what we are learning implicates the president in deep illegality, and yet the House is stuck on what to do."
New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft has pleaded not guilty to 2 counts of misdemeanor solicitation of prostitution in Florida. Kraft's attorney, Jack Goldberger, filed the written plea in Palm Beach County court documents released Thursday. The 77-year-old Kraft is requesting a non-jury trial. The world's smallest baby has finally gone home after spending 5 months hooked up to machines in a hospital in Tokyo. The baby boy weighed 9.45 ounces at birth, slightly more than a grapefruit. He was delivered by emergency C-section after his weight stopped increasing at 24 weeks of pregnancy. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham spoke Thursday at the Conservative Political Action Conference just outside Washington. Graham drew attention to one of his most visible displays of support for President Trump, the confirmation process last fall of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
"So I'm here to tell you that I've never been more proud of President Trump than I was during the Brett Kavanaugh hearing. They tried to destroy him and it blew up in their face. And I'm hoping that they understood that America is not exactly where they are. And if they don't understand it now, they're going to understand it in 2020.
The event opened with North Carolina Representative Mark Meadows saying Americans are pleased with the president's accomplishments.
"The recent polls have him way ahead. He's actually more popular. And why? Because he actually has fulfilled his campaign promises that he promised all of us. That's why."
President Trump will speak at the CPAC conference later this week. It's taking place in National Harbor, Maryland. A recently published study reveals eating a lot of unhealthy, ultra-processed foods may shorten your life. A 10% increase in consumption of such foods is associated with a 14% higher risk of death from all causes. The problem foods are formulations of salt, sugar, oils, and fats, as well as flavors, colors, and other additives, and are mostly consumed in the forms of snacks, desserts, and ready-to-eat and heat meals. A shot in the arm for those who believe there's life outside our solar system. Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, or SETI, is made up of a group of scientists, entrepreneurs, and educators who are backing a research center at Penn State to provide reliable funding for SETI for the long term through endowments. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.